Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 19, Rustenburg 22.
Central Joburg, M2 West, a crash at the Crown Interchange. Okay, four ways, N1 northbound, truck crash after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, and also Bryanston, Winnie Mandela Drive South, a crash opposite Bryanston High School.
Die stad Swane ondervind probleme weens volgehoue reënvertragings met die herstel van krag in sy 7 streke. Volgens die metro kan tegniese spanne nie onmiddellik by alles uitkom nie weens wyd verspreide onderbrekings. Woordvoerder Lindelo Mashigo.
The city is committed to accelerating power restoration to the frustrated customers and appeals for patience while technicians strive to reduce the increasing backlogs in different areas. Our water engineers are also monitoring the city's wastewater treatment plants, which are usually affected whenever there are heavy rainfalls.
Swaarreën word oor die volgende paar dae in die meeste dele van die land verwag. 'N Oranje vlak 5 waarskuwing is aan Gauteng en Noordwes uitgereik. Weer voorspeller Tokela Chobani.
We are expecting the rain to continue throughout today and tomorrow. However, from Thursday, in the afternoon, start to see the rain easing off. Then Friday, we are mostly going to be going for a 30% chance. Then Saturday, we are in the clear. But just to be safe, we'll remain under 30% for Sunday, Saturday and Sunday.
Statistieke Suid-Afrika se jongste arbeidsmagopname toon die grootste toenames in 'n diensneming in die vierde kwartaal van 2024 is in 3 provinsies aangeteken. Die Wes-Kaap het 'n toename van 62,000 werksgeleenthede gehad, gevolg deur KwaZulu-Natal met 'n toename van 52,000 en Gauteng met 45,000. Cliff Shiko berig.
Despite a minor drop in the country's unemployment rate, 8 million South Africans still don't have jobs. Youth unemployment also remains high at 44.6%. According to Stats SA, the last quarter saw an increase of 132,000 jobs. During that period, 20,000 jobs were, however, lost. Job cuts were recorded in the trade, mining and agricultural sectors. Statistician General Risenga Maluleke.
Those that are not economically active, bringing in the discouraged work seekers and other not economically active, we are sitting at 16.5 million.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Pik rap waarskie Johannesburg se inwoners oor 'n bedrieglike advertensie op TikTok wat valslik voorgee dat hy 400 algemene werkers wil aanstel. Die misleidende video lyk soos 'n aangepaste weergawe van 'n gewettige Pik rap advertensie vir werk wat verlede jaar uitgereik is. Pik rap se woordvoerder Musim Kwanazi.
It is deeply troubling that individuals exploit vulnerable job seekers through deceptive social media posts, potentially disrupting Pik rap's operations. PDAP remains committed to transparent hiring practices and urges the public to verify job vacancies through its official communication channels.
En die slotte die Kreer Wildtuin sê die aantal renosterstropery het die afgelope jaar toegeneem. Gedurende die feesseisoen alleen is minstens 19 renosters doodgemaak. By die Stolsnek gedeelte van die park is die oorskot van 7 renosters oor 'n tydperk van 3 dae gevind. Streeks veldwagter Bruce Leslie.
In 2025 from January to today we've lost 35 rhino and it is a real concern to us. The sudden increase in rhino poaching can be attributed to many things. One is demand, the high value of the product on an international market. So the transnational crime issues are at play.
Additional September top story at this hour. The city of Tshwane is experiencing delays in restoring power across 7 regions amid continuous rain.
And that is a big story we're following. We'll have an update for you at 3 o'clock. Thanks, Chanel.
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome.
On Jacaranda FM.